Grand Rapids Best Mix. I'm Sabrina Fairchild on the new Channel 957. And with me in the studio right now is Andy Grammer. I got to put your mic up.
Am I in there? You are. Awesome.
Ooh,
how you doing?
You have a nice voice. I mean, not that you don't have a nice singing voice,
yeah,
but
thank you.
You know how you always get excited when you meet someone and you're like, you know, are they the same in person as you think they are?
Totally.
When they're somewhere else. And then, you know, yeah, it's kind of cool. So. The first thing that you did when you walked in the studio was give me a hug. And that was kind of the image I had of you after I read your bio.
Of course.
Very impressive. Now, you were born in New York and you grew up in L.A.?
I actually was born in L.A., grew up in New York. Now I'm back in L.A.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So back and forth. Two big cities. But did you go back to L.A. because you thought that's where the vibe is for the kind of music that you're into?
Yeah, kind of. I knew I was going to either go to New York or L.A. and I decided L.A. was, I need a change of pace and some nicer weather. And
Okay. Well, for everyone who's saying, well, who's Andy Grammer? You're the one who sings Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah.
Hey. And it's funny because I get a ton of phone calls where people are saying, okay, what's that song? And then we start singing it together.
Yeah.
You got to keep your head up. Hey, you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's Andy.
So cool.
Yeah. So your background is you moved back to LA and you taught yourself how to play the guitar, what, in ninth grade?
Yeah.
Was your dad a player?
My dad plays guitar, yeah.
Because that was his guitar.
Yeah.
Okay. So you decided I'm going to learn how to do this whole thing. But then it says that you also taught yourself how to write music. How do you do that?
I think anybody, I mean, it's one of those things, you just start writing music, you start writing songs and studying songs you hear on the radio or whatever you like, and then you write a ton of really terrible ones, and then hopefully eventually you get something that starts to feel good, yeah.
Yeah, and there is a certain feeling when you know it's right, you know that song is gonna be good and that people are gonna either dance to it or whatever.
Yeah.
So so you go from there and you start teaching yourself, but then you hit the streets of L.A. How old were you about then when you decided that that was a good idea?
Yeah, you know, that was probably like 4 years ago. So in my early 20s, started just heading out to the street and being like, I'm just going to play some music and open up my guitar case.
Yeah.
And I hope people like this.
Weren't you intimidated by that? I would think. Oh,
a little bit.
I mean, because rejection, right?
Yeah, rejection, but that's like a part of it. It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just head out there and. It's actually exhilarating, the other thing, too. Like, if you go out there and you just open your case and people start putting money
in, good
night.
It's,
like, really cool.
Good day, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's what you found out. Like, I mean, it's the true deal that if you don't get out there early, you're not going to get the best spot. And you figured that whole thing out.
Figured it all out.
And you'd be out there at what time in the morning?
Yeah, I would get up at 7 to get out there by 8 a.m. to play at 12 or 2.
Yeah. Dedication.
Just, like, sit with my lawn chair.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, that's how this hit song was created. You had a bad day.
Tough day. Didn't sell any CDs. So I went home and wrote this song.
But how long were you outside?
I mean, that's...
You didn't get anything. A full day
is you get up at 7, you load up all your stuff into the minivan, you roll out there, and you sit in your lawn chair until 2, play from 2 to 4, because you only can play for 2 hours, and the guy with the...
Is that called squatting? I mean,
it's very regimented out there. So I play from 2 to 4, then wait again to get another good spot, and play from like 6 to 8 or 8 to 10 or something like that. So you can be out there for like 10 to 12 hours.
Wow.
And if you're out there for that long, you haven't made any money, you feel kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So.
You went home and you thought.
Went home and just.
I'm either giving up or I'm going to keep going.
So I was smiling, wrote this song, Keep Your
Head Up. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good story. I appreciate that for sure. And then you were, because of all of this, named Billboard's 2011 Artist to Watch.
I mean, ridiculous.
Were you not excited?
So ridiculous. Yeah.
That is something to get.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. And then now you're on tour with Natasha Bedingfield.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you tonight?
Tonight we're in Chicago.
So you're not even performing here and you stop by the studio?
Oh, you know, we got to stop by.
You
show
love Channel 957, don't you?
I do.
Say it.
Channel 957, it's my jam.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then later on, because Colby Clay is coming out with her album July 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you're going to be touring with her too.
I'm going to be heading out with her. It's so exciting.
How do you get these gigs?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
It's called hard work.
Gosh, it's so lucky and exciting and amazing. And the fact that you're playing my song on the radio is just ridiculous.
And what does that feel like?
I'm just a happy guy.
When you hear yourself, you're driving around, you're like, oh my goodness, that's me.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to even take in. It's just really wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you're going to perform a little bit. I see the guitar. You've had it out and you've tuned it up and all that.
Yeah.
But you've got more songs than just Keep Your Head Up. What, you know, your album, is it out?
Yeah, it's
out.
Did
it come
out
this week?
2 days ago.
Yep. Tuesday.
Yeah, and we have the iTunes single of the week. So go get a free single and then download the rest of the album.
Ah. Yeah. Awesome. But the other ones are what? Fine by Me.
Fine by Me. The single of the week right now is Miss Me.
Okay.
There's a song called The Pocket on the album I love. People like the song Slow. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Will you play one of these other ones too? Kind of like give us a little teaser?
Maybe, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you decide.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot there. But then also, if you miss the MTV awards, which I always watch because I want to see what people are wearing and what dumb thing they're going to say. And then, of course, I can't air it. But anyway, you got an award.
An award, yeah.
For
this music video that I did that was we got Most Innovative Music Video because it was a Choose Your Own Adventure music video. If you go to andygrammer.com, you can see it's a video where you actually click on the screen to choose where I go in the video.
Oh, really?
It's like a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, you deserve that award.
Yeah, so it's got Rainn Wilson in the video, but you could actually go through the whole video and not even see him if you choose around.
Okay, most of us would yell, Dwight! From the office. And then, okay, you knew him, though. And he said, yeah, I'd like to be a part of that. But he, like, had to record an office episode and then came on set for your video.
Yeah,
what a guy.
Seriously, great guy.
That's some true friendship.
It's huge.
All right. Well, we're going to get to you in just a moment and let you, you know, just work on your little vocal cords.
Totally.
Let them rest just a little bit. And we're going to play a little bit of some Sexy Back from Justin Timberlake. What do you think of that?
I like that.
All right. Andy Grammer with me in the studio live on the new channel 957. Coming up next with an acoustic selection.
Yeah.